الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the honorable listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informs us in the noble Quran, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَرُ. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala creates whatever He wants to, and He selects whomsoever He wants to, whatever He wants to. When we look at places, we find that the greatest place is Makkah Mukarramah, then Medina Munawwara, and then Al-Masjidul Aqsa. When we study personalities, we find that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala selected the messengers and Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, and not elected by people. They were selected directly by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the most precious, the most beloved, and the greatest by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala in the entire universe and creation. Similarly, in the days we find that Jumu'ah has a special significance. The day of Arafat has a great significance. In the nights, Laylatul Qadr, the night of majesty and power. Similarly, the 15th night of Sha'ban has great significance. Tonight, honorable listeners, is Laylatul Ashura. Without a shadow of doubt, it is an auspicious night, an auspicious day. What should we be doing during this occasion? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Taballahu fihi ala qawm, wa yatubu fihi ala qawm in akharin. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala accepted the tawbah and repentance of a people, referring to the Bani Israel, the people of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. But Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave us glad tidings as well. وَيَتُوبُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ. Almighty Allah will accept the tawbah and repentance of people in the latter generations as well. Hence tonight is a night of tawbah. Tomorrow is a day of tawbah. Make sure before we sleep tonight, my dear brother, sister, each one of us speak to Almighty Allah. لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not look at our vices, our sins. Look at the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Almighty Allah says, do not be disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is going to forgive all the sins. So that is the benevolence, the mercy, the compassion of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. We are here on this occasion, Mubarak occasion of the night of Ashura, Alhamdulillah. Ashura will come next year, but will we be there or not? That only Allah knows, my brothers. Death is hovering above our head. And remember, each one of us needs to prepare for that day when we will leave this world. Just now our Hafiz Uzair read, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. Remember, death will come with its sakarat and its pains and pangs of death. So each one of us should ponder, wonder on the words of the noble Quran. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Tirmidhi, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَازِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. Remember abundantly the destroyer of pleasures. Today we live in our palatial homes and we have 5-star treatment, alhamdulillah. How long will it last? That only Allah knows. Because tomorrow when death comes, then the pleasures are destroyed. Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimahullah, what did he say? Go open Ghunyatul Talibin, his magnum opus, one of his greatest works. Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimahullah, used to follow the Hanbali school. And remember, he was the sage of the age. So he's reminding each one of us, tomorrow something will happen to each one of us. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ. How many kafan and shroud are being washed daily, O Muslim, O Muslimah? You hear on the various radio stations, this person passed away, pick up time at this time and janaza at that time. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ. But the person who's going into the shroud and kafan, me and you, we are so busy with the market, with the mall and bazaar. When we meet, how's the dollar doing? How's the euro doing? How are you doing, O Muslim? That is the criteria. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. How many graves are being dug daily? وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. But the person in his joy and happiness, tonight we gave our honey, our darling, our sweetheart. Oh darling, take some money. And she was smiling. The children are happy, Ashura has come. But tomorrow, these occasions of joy and happiness, they deceive us. I just pulled out my new BMW. Why? Because remember, the accountant told me, you better buy a new car, your taxes will be too much. So many things we do. So think about it, that all these joys and happiness are short-lived. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person is smiling today? My health is excellent, my business is flourishing, my children are excelling. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ وَهُوَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ أَهْلِكُ. And very soon, O Muslim, O Muslimah, we also will be history. So let us go into our history and see what was, what is, what Islamic politics supposed to be. And that is how you will understand the incident of Karbala properly and thoroughly. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak took place in Makkah Mukarramah. 53 years were spent there. فَقَدَ لَبِيثْتُ فِيكُمْ أُمُورًا مِّن قَبْلِ. I spent my life in front of you. You were the people Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is teaching the mushrikeen, the polytheists, a lesson. You gave the title to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Sadiqul Amin. But when the revelation came, then it brought about a revolution. Now the same people started fighting and saying, no, we cannot take this. How can we have one Allah and so forth? So remember, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam propagated the deen. The call came, now you migrate to Medina Munawwara and you establish the first Islamic state. So whenever we speak of politics, we have to go back to Medina Munawwara. That is the first Dawla Islamiyya, the first Islamic state. The Master alayhi salatu salam is teaching the world what is true politics. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a shura. And the shura, the consultative committee, are who? None other than the beloved Sahaba. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. And you must consult with them regarding important matters and issues. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu anhu ajma'in. So these were the shura and few other companions. And matters continued. Lo and behold, When Fatah Makkah took place, the conquest of Makkah took place. Now the tide had turned almost completely. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam giving asylum to the very people who tortured and persecuted them. Why? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but as a mercy to everyone in the world, every creation in the world. Not only for human beings, but for every creation. Habibullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is rahmatul lil alameen. See, my brothers in South Africa, we all know our past. You need to look at these incidents and draw lessons from them. We're going for Umrah, we go for Hajj, and now holidays will come end of September. So many of you will go. Next time you go to Makkah Mukarramah, tell the taxi driver to take you to Batha Quraysh. What is Batha Quraysh, my brothers? It is that land and sand where Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was tortured and persecuted. And he's shouting, Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. Do as you please. I am committed, devoted, dedicated to Islam. The Qurbani, the sacrifice of Sayyidina Bilal, Al-Habashi, the African Muazzin, the Minister of Finance, go to Damascus and you will find there written on the wall, Muazzinu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi sallam wa waziru malihi, the Muazzin of the Master alayhi salatu salam and his Minister of Finance. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam knows what sacrifices Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu underwent. O Bilal, today is Fatih Makkah. The conquest of Makkah, it is Zuhr time, everybody can see clearly. You, O my Muazzin, you, my Minister of Finance, I want to show humanity a lesson for posterity. What lesson, Ya Rasulullah? Today you climb on top of the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa, and from there you render the Adhan. Who's got that honor? The African Muazzin. The Minister of Finance, the Arabs who were there, fair, fair in complexion, could not believe what they are seeing. The person who was our slave, the person who was there, persecuted, tortured by us, today on top of the Baytullah and Kaaba Musharrafa, and thereafter they went inside the Baytullah to perform Salat. So that is how Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam won the hearts of people. And Islam spread everywhere almost. يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. Now it is the 11th year of the Hijrah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the Hajj. Hajjatul Wida, already preparing the Sahaba. لَأَلِّي لَا أَرَاكُمْ بَعْدَ عَامِي هَذَا. You will not see me after this year, and I'm bidding farewell to you. How Mu'az bin Jabal cried. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, Ya Mu'az, you will not see me after this. And Mu'az, wama adraka man Mu'az, do we know who is Mu'az bin Jabal? He is the grand mufti of the Sahaba. A'alamuhum bil halal wal haram, Mu'az bin Jabal. Nevertheless, the Master alayhi salatu salam started informing people that my demise is imminent. Innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun. Your demise will take place, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they also will leave this world. It is Monday, it is 12th of Rabiul Awwal, it is the 11th year after the Hijrah, just approximately 3 months after the Hajj, and the Master alayhi salatu wasalam is bidding farewell. إِلَى الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى إِلَى الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى. Go open Bukhari Sharif. There's a whole chapter on Wafatul Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha cried. Her beloved father left the world. سُبَّتْ عَلَيَّ مَصَائِبُ لَوْ أَنَّهَا سُبَّتْ عَلَى الْأَيَّامِ سِرْنَ لَيَالِيَا. Such a calamity, catastrophe befell me, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha says, if that catastrophe and calamity had to fall on the days should be transformed into nights. Fama dhahikat qattu. She stayed for another 6 months, she was alive, and then she also left this world in the 11th year of the Hijrah, during the month of Ramadan. Sayyida Fatima, Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming for the Hijrah. Who is accompanying the master? Surah 9 verse 40. Make mental notes of this. Because today we live in a hostile world. The Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah under attack in all parts of the world almost. You study Syria, you study Palestine, you study Iraq, you study everywhere almost. So they are the targets, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe in the following. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 40. Who is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu? Thani yathnaini idhuma fil ghar. When the Master alayhi salatu salam left, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina is in this direction. The Master alayhi salatu salam told Sayyidina Abu Bakr, we're going in this direction. Al harbu khud'a. Remember that war is survival of the shrewdest. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. So we have to deceive the enemy. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu enters the cave after the master alayhi salam, the second of the two. They spend 3 nights there. When they enter Quba, he is Thaniya's name, the second of the two. When they enter Medina Munawwara, then he is the second of the two. When the time comes for the fatal illness of the master alayhi salam, he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Thaniya's name, makes imamat for 17 salat. No one has this distinction in the Hayat Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam besides Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So therefore, today when you go to Medina Munawwara, where your Mavenpeak hotel is, so directly opposite you will see a park there, and you will see this empty land. There's no buildings or hotel. Saqifa Bani Sa'ida. There the people came. They placed their hands in the hand of Thaniya's name. Ya Aba Bakrin, you were the second of the two in the cave. You were the second of the two in the journey to Medina. You were the second of the two on the Musalla of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, today Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is Thaniya's name. He's buried right next to the master Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. So unanimously remember the allegiance was taken on his hand and he becomes the first Khalifa. But there were challenges for him. Some people became murtad and apostates, they denounced Islam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq's golden words, remember this. Ayunqasu ad-din wa ana hayy. Abu Bakr is alive and this deen must go lower and decrease, can never happen. Abu Bakr will go alone and fight them, radiallahu anh. Imagine the zeal, the enthusiasm. Lo and behold, he brought that stability in the two and quarter years. He was the Khalifa. And remember, the entire Quran Sharif was written on paper during his time. That is why it is called Mushaf. The Quran Sharif was written in the time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some of it on paper, some of it on leather, some of it on bones, whatever they could find. But in time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda, the entire Quran Sharif was reduced to paper and the entire Quran Sharif written, hence the name Mushaf, the scrolls. He passes away radiallahu ta'ala anhu, buried right next to the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he already appointed and designated Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to be the next Khalif. Who is Umar radiallahu anhu, brothers? Wama adraka man Umar. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that personality. What he said on the farsh, on the land and sand, Allah sent from the arsh. How many examples? Allama Suyuti rahimahullah in Al-Itqan writes, more than 20 ayats, remember, Sayyidina Umar suggested, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, let us do this. Allah jalla wala send the ayat. And in accordance with the suggestion of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Inna Allah yantaliqu al-haqqa ala lisani Umar. Allah jalla wala let the truth flow from the tongue of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. How did Sayyidina Umar embrace Islam? You went for Umrah, you went for Hajj, my sister, my brother. Where Safa is, there Dar-e Arqam, the house of the Sahabi. Sayyidina Umar came with his sword, and they said, Ya Rasulullah, there's danger. Umar is coming, there's a sword in his hand. Leave him be. Sayyidina Umar, the door opens. He enters, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad abdu wa rasulu. Sahaba in ecstasy and joy shout, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, aslama Umar. Today Umar has embraced Islam, the first time in the history of Islam. Allahu Akbar was said in chorus, in unison. Jibreel Amin came from the skies, Ya Ahl al-Ard, O people on the land and sand of Makkah, is not only you rejoicing, we the Malaika in the heavens and skies are rejoicing. Today Umar is radiallahu anhu arda. That is Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda. When they conquered Palestine, go to Masjid al-Aqsa today. This is Masjid al-Aqsa. And opposite Aqsa, there's a mountain. Till today, the name is Jabal Mukabbar. When Umar walked in, the Sahaba Tabi'in were there. The companions and successors, they shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Umar has come. Sufriyana said, we cannot hand over the key except to the person whose name is Umar. They said, that's true. Umar will come personally, radiallahu an. When they shouted Allahu Akbar, the echo came from the mountain, Allahu Akbar. Hence the name Jabal Mukabbar, the mountain of Takbir. Look at what Islam is, my brothers. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's contribution, 12 years he ruled this ummah, absolute justice. No one could say, even today, the enemies of Islam. I've got it on my phone, I can show you now. We speak of politics. Gandhiji, you know Gandhiji? You studied about him in school. Gandhiji, when partition took place, he addressed his ministers in India. He said, like our politicians do, they say that now we must lead austerity measures. We must lead a simple life. Gandhiji is telling his ministers, amongst us, I can't find any example, and I cannot be an example for you, but you have to look at the life of Abu Bakr and Umar. We say, obviously, radiallahu anhu ma, and in there, for you will find great examples for me and for you. Al-fadlu ma shahidat bil-a'da'u. Virtue is that even the non-Muslims, they also bear testimony to it. Imagine. So we don't need that. This just came in passing. The thing I want to tell you is, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu ruled this ummah for 12 years. And look at how the ummah spread. Where and where Islam went to. And when they would hear the name of Umar, remember, they knew there will be justice. But Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is martyred by Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, a fire worshipper Zoroastrian. And in Iran you will find a shrine, which I saw myself in Kashan, for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You be the judge regarding that issue. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu performed Fajr Salat. He is stabbed, he falls down. And then he asked who stabbed him. They said, Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi. He said, Alhamdulillah, he's not a Muslim. He commissioned a panel of 6 people and said that you must choose the Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen from the 6. And I give you 3 days. See the wisdom, the foresight, insight of Amirul Mu'mineen, said Umar radiallahu. Lo and behold, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu becomes the Amir of that 6 people. And then the leader is chosen, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. Who is Uthman bin Affan, brothers? He married Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's 2 daughters, one after the other. First Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha, and thereafter Sayyida Umme Kulthum radiallahu anha. Remember the holy personality from the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, right up to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to marry 2 daughters, one after the other. And that is, remember, that Dhun Nurain, that he receives the title, you are the possessor of the 2 lights and the radiance. So this is Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. He extended Masjid Nabawi. When there was shortage of water in Medina, he bought the well, Bir Ruma. He is the person for the Battle of Tabuk. 300 camels, his personal money he gave. And not only that, my brothers, He brought 1,000 coins and he gave it, Ya Rasulullah. This is Usman radiallahu ta'ala's contribution for this great battle of Tabuk in the 90th of the Hijrah, the month of Rajab. The Master alayhi salam took the gold coins and started flipping, spinning it and saying, Ma darra Usman ma amila ba'd al-yawm. Open Bukhari Sharif. Nothing can harm Usman after his great contribution. Look at what sacrifices they made. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is martyred. And then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is made the Khalifa. But a big difference. The Darul Khilafa, the capital of the Islamic State and Empire, is Medina Munawwara. Now the capital moves to Iraq. Kufa is made the capital during the time of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Yeah, you need to know 2-3 issues. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great, great companion of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the son-in-law of the Master alayhi wa sallam, married to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Second year of the Hijrah during Ramadan, the nikah took place after the Battle of Badr. Third year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu is born. Fourth year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is born. 11th year of the Hijrah, the Master alayhi salam passes away. Go to Hassanain, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, and see their contribution to Islam. When we studied the ahadith of Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, he was only 8 years old. When his beloved Nana, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, left this world. But even at that young age, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu reported 13 ahadith from his beloved grandfather Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You go to Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, go open Musnad Ahmad, you will find the ahadith. He reported 8 ahadith from the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine children, grandchildren, the love they had for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Master alayhi salam's love for them. We love the Ahlul Bayt. We are Ahlul Sunnah. And we are prepared to give our life to defend the honor of the Ahlul Bayt and Sahaba. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable wives. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable children. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grandchildren. I'll just highlight to you 3 incidents. The Master alayhi salatu salam is on the mimbar, rendering a khutbah. And the youngsters, the grandchildren, wa alayhima ahmaran, they had red clothes on. Yamshiyan, they were walking, and they tripped and they fell. The Nana, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sees them falling. He stops the khutbah, rushes to his beloved Nawasa and grandchildren, picks up one in the right hand, the other one in the left hand, and what does the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Swadaqallah, Almighty Allah spoke the truth. Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. Your wealth, your assets, your children, your grandchildren, all of them are a trial and a test for you. I am the Nabi of Allah, Rahmatulil Alameen, Khatamun Nabiyeen, the last of Allah's messengers and prophets. But even I could not bear that my grandchildren have fallen. So hence I went, picked them up, embraced them. Look at the love Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. How many grandparents today, when we look at their interaction with the grandchildren and grandchildren, is something else. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who take the both brothers, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, in his Mubarak arms, kiss them, embrace them, and listen to the dua mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma. Oh beloved Allah, I love these grandchildren of mine. Fa ahibbahuma. You also love them, O Allah. Wa ahibba may yuhibbuhuma. And love the person who loved them also. So to love the grandchildren is an integral part of our iman. قُلْ لَا أَسَأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask you for no recompense and salary and wages, but you must love my kith and kin, you must love my family. That is integral part of our iman. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rendering a khutbah to the sahaba, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu sitting there, with his beloved Nana Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Master alayhi wa sallam passed away, he was 8 years old. So at that time, maybe 6, 7 years old. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at the people, looks at his grandson. And what does he say? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Inna bani hadha sayyidun. This grandson of mine is a leader. Therefore, we use the word Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhuma. Because these are the words Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used. I'm not suggesting for a moment to say Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein is not permissible. It's permissible. But a better word to use, more desirable, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. Because these are the words Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used himself. Inna bani hadha sayyidun. La allallaha ayyusliha bihi bayna fiyataini azimataini min al-muslimin. Allah will use my grandson, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu an, to bring about reconciliation between two big groups of the Muslims. Two big groups of the Muslims. Just now you will hear how the reconciliation came about. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam announces to the world, hadith in Tirmidhi, authentic hadith, Al-Hassan wal-Husayn, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah, they are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. So remember, no one can take these away. They are the Ahlul Bayt. They have a special rank and status. Allah has enshrined this in the noble Quran. Innama yuridu Allahu liyuthibankum ar-ritsa ahlal bayti wa yutahhirakum tatheera. Almighty Allah has decreed that all the rites, remember that all the things that will come to you regarding sin or whatever else, Allah Ta'ala is erasing it, wiping it out, and Allah is purifying you. Wa yutahhirakum tatheera. So Almighty Allah has spoken about them in the noble Quran. The honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Ahlul Bayt as well. So we need to understand. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he was a genius. Go open Diwan al-Shafi'i, the poetry of Imam Shafi'i. What did Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah say? لو كان الرفض حب آل محمدي لو كان الرفض حب آل محمدي فَلْيَشْهَدِ الثَّقَلَانِ أَنِّي رَافِذِي. So remember, Imam al-Shafi'i, Muhammad bin Idris, who was born in Gaza in Palestine in the year 150. He passed away in Egypt the year 204. After Hijrah, he only lived for 54 years. He said in his poetry, if the Rawafidh, they really love Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then I bear testimony that the human being and jinnat must say, I also belong to them. But their claim is hollow and shallow. No, they do not love Nabi alayhi salam and his family in the true sense of the word. So look at Imam Shafi. That time already he spoke about it. We live on 3 radio stations. Don't worry, we're still alive. Don't think that something happened to the transmission. Mohana Venka, Allah give him Shifai Kamil. Just gave me some water here. Yeah. So sometimes as soon as we go off air, they think the transmission is broken or the gremlins in the system and the jinnats have taken over, you know. So we're still alive, alhamdulillah. And mashallah, there's a lot of noor here in Umslanga. All the number plates also got noor, mashallah. So my brothers, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu becomes Khalifa. Sayyidina Ali is ruling the Ummah from Iraq. But remember that on the other side in Sham, in Syria and all those areas there, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was the governor from the time of Sayyidina Umar, from the time of Sayyidina Usman, and then during the time of Sayyidina Ali. Now this is where we find that Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and them said, these people who perpetrated the heinous crime of murdering Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, they must be brought to book. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said that look at the Ummah today, that there are so many differences and it might cause, I agree, justice must prevail. But look at the situation. Nevertheless, in the time of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, two battles took place. One was the battle of Jamal. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam, Hazrat Talha radiallahu an. These are not ordinary mortals like me and you. They are from Ashara Mubashara. This is the honorable wife of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, for whom Almighty Allah revealed 16 verses in Surah Nur, chapter 24, verses 11 to 26. We're speaking of such personalities. Sayyidina Ali was asked, you have lost people, they lost people, what happens? Go open Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba, they are ulamaya. Go open Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba and listen to the verdict of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu an amirul mu'mineen. He said, Qatalana wa qatalahum fil Jannah. Our people who passed away and were martyred, their people who passed away and were martyred, they all enter Jannah. So don't ever think ill of the beloved Sahaba. There was misunderstanding. There were all these battles. One side was Amir Muawiyah, one side was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an. So remember, battles took place, but Almighty Allah praised the Sahaba. So therefore we the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah say that we don't speak one word against them. Therefore Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was asked, who is right? What do you say? What did Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal say? Tilka ummatun qad khalat la ma kasabat wa lakum ma kasabtum. That's a ummah that they passed on. For them is all their deeds and actions. For you is your deeds and your actions. Wa la tusaluna amma kanu ya'malun. You will not be questioned regarding them. So remember, Sahaba are chosen by Almighty Allah for the companionship of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and no one has the right to castigate or criticize them. If we do so, we do so at our own peril. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 79. Understand Quran. Battle of Tabuk. I told you what Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu did. When people came with substantial amount, the munafiqeen, hypocrites would say, Mura'in, he's showing off, he's impressing the people. Poor Sahaba would come with 3-4 dates. You say, waste your time, take these dates away. You bring a big amount, substantial amount problem. You bring small amount problem. Allah Jalla wa'ala defends the Sahaba against people who objected upon the Sahaba and their contribution. So therefore I'm giving you the reference. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 79. What does Almighty Allah Jalla Wala state regarding them? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks, says, Alladhina yalmizuna al-muttawwi'ina min al-mu'minina fi sadaqat. Those people who criticize the believers who contributed for the campaign and the battle of Tabuk, you are finding fault in them. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهُدَهُمْ. And those poor Sahaba who contributed their meager sum. فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. They mocked, they ridiculed, they belittled the Sahaba. Allah Jalla Wala states, Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 79. سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Allah is going to mock you. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ. For them is a horrible, terrible, painful punishment. Understand, we are speaking about the direct students of the Master alayhi salam, the companions of the Master alayhi salam. Who is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, Fatih Khaybar, go 150 kilometers away from Medina. Till today you will find the forts there of the Jews. And he is the one who played a vital role. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, open all the hadith kitab almost. Mishkat, Mustada Ahmad and various ahadith kitab. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, tomorrow I'm giving the flag. May yuhibbullah wa rasula wa yuhibbullah wa rasulu. He loves Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam love him. Sayyidina Ali was called. They said, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has problems with his eyes. The Master alayhi salam took his busak mubarak, his saliva mubarak, rubbed it, and Sayyidina Ali was cured, radiallahu anhu. And then he played that role, subhanallah, where we find Khaybar was conquered in Muharram, in the 70th of the Hijrah. Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu ta'ala, in the 40th year in Ramadan, is murdered and martyred by Abdurrahman bin Muljim. Now what happens? The Ummah is again without a ruler. So Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu becomes the Khalifa. To become a ruler after your father has passed on is permissible, provided that you have the ability, capability, the knowledge, the taqwa, piety, all these qualities are required. So Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu rules this ummah from Ramadan for 6 months. Remember the hadith I told you of Bukhari Sharif? On the minbar, the Master alayhi salam said, "Inna bani hadha sayyidun." He realized that this ummah will not be united. We have to bring solidarity and unity within the rank and file of the ummah. He himself, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, sibtu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved Nawasa, grandson of the Master alayhi salam, goes to Damascus. He resigns. He says, "I am no more the Khalifa." He hands over the Khilafat to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. In the 41st year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Ali was martyred in the year 40 in the month of Ramadan. So who handed over? Crucial point. No one can dispute this. Who handed over the mantle of leadership and Khilafat to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu? None other than Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. When the people told him, "O Sibtu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi sallam, O Nawasa, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam, you brought ar to us, you brought disgrace to us." What did he say? "This is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam's beloved grandson." When you looked at Sayyidina Hassan, you looked at Sayyidina Hussein, you looked at the upper side of Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, he imitated the Master alayhi salam. You looked at the feet and so forth of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, he imitated the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The features, Allah bless the Hassanain, the grandsons, were very, very similar to the Nana Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Hassan's golden answer, "You saying I brought ar, I brought disgrace. Al-aru khayrun minan nar. This grace, according to you, is better than the fire. I know what my beloved Nana Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught me." Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala becomes Khalifa. Which year, brothers? 41 after Hijrah. He rules this ummah from the year 41, which in our terminology, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak took place, Wulidan Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Aam al-Fil, the year of the elephant. Because remember, the incident of the elephant took place prior to the Mubarak birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this year 41 is known as Aamul Jama'ah, the year of unity, of solidarity. The Ummah is one. The Ummah has one Khalifa, one ruler, one leader. And who is that personality? Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. Wa ma adraka man Muawiyah. Do we know who is Muawiyah radiallahu an? He ruled this ummah for approximately 20 years. In the year 41, in the beginning, he became the ruler, the Khalifa. Till the year Rajab 60, that's the time he passed away. What did Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about him? I'm giving you the references. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Listen carefully, O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Listen carefully, O listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Ansar and Markaz Sahaba. The hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Awwalu jayshin min ummati yaghzoon al-bahra faqad awjabu." The first naval army to go out from this ummah, and they will go on their boats and ships on the ocean, they are definitely entering Jannah and Paradise. Words of the Master alayhi salam. In time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, it did not happen. In time of Sayyidina Umar, Amir Muawiyah came. He said, "O Umar, radiallahu an Amirul Mu'mineen, give me permission." Sayyidina Umar asked him, "What you want to do?" He said, "I want to go by ship and I will cross and I will do." He said, "No. It's too dangerous a journey and I don't grant permission." So no permission. In time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, lo and behold, he asked Sayyidina Usman, Amirul Mu'mineen, "This is what I want to do." And he is the first person in the history of Islam to take a naval army. And they left and they went right to Constantinople and they went towards Turkey and Cyprus and all these places. And that distinction, today every Muslim country that has a navy, remember, are all indebted to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for him, go open Tirmidhi. Allahumma ij'alhu hadiyan mahdiya wa hadi bihi. Ya Allah, make him a guide. Ya Allah, let take people guidance for him. Let them become a source of guidance for others. In 20 years approximately, this ummah was united under one ruler. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, all of them took bay'ah and put their mubarak blessed hands in the hand of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. So you should know, one day, one place they invited me and they said that this person, ABC, he spoke ill of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an in a lecture and Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an. So I went to that town and I told them, I know that person, so even if he says 12 o'clock at night, you must say Kabul, I'll come and meet him. So anyway, he said, I must come after Fajr. So I went. So speaking, so he said, Cha Kapeto, you know, you want tea and all that in our vernacular, you know, Mehman. So I said, Acha hal no, that we'll drink tea. So Babi passed, meaning his wife passed, you know. So I asked him, Jamai I, that you got some son-in-laws? He said, yes. So I asked him that if I criticize the son-in-laws, your son-in-law, you'll accept. He said, no, how can I? I said, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, his son-in-law Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not once but twice, how you went to criticize? He said, no, bull TV, I made mistake. Then she went past, you know, the first time this way, second. So I asked Babi, Jabha I, Babi got brothers. I said, yeah. I say, if I criticize them, what you will say? She said, no, I don't accept. I say, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's honorable wife is Umme Habiba radiallahu anhu's brother, and our brother is who? Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. For yourself, you're not prepared that I criticize your brother-in-law, but you went and criticized Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Who gave you the right? See, brothers, we need to think properly what we are doing. I make it very clear in this masjid on this Mubarak occasion of Ashura. If you belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and we do belong, without a shadow of doubt, then Namusun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to protect the honor of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is farz and compulsory upon me and you. Namusu Ahlul Bayt, to protect the honor and integrity of the honorable family of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is wajib and compulsory upon us. Namusu ashabin Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's compulsory upon us to protect the integrity of every sahabi and every student of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I said it openly on many occasions. You swear me, I got no problem. Every day I get swearing. You swear my parents also. Wallahi, I'm in a masjid. I made an announcement many times. I won't speak. But you swear Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam or his sahaba or Ahlul Bayt, we will never keep silent. We will always speak and expose those people. You need to understand what is aqidah. This masjid, beautiful masjid, has a foundation. This is our foundation. If we cannot defend the honor of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we cannot defend the family of Nabi alayhi salam, we cannot defend the sahaba, the students of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then who are we? Have we sold the deen or protected the deen? Think properly, my brothers. So I'm giving you the chronological table so you understand what is happening. This is true. We won't conceal anything from you. This is true. During the lifetime of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an, he saw a lot of stability and he felt that now to continue with this, so he designated that his son Yazid will become the ruler after him. Some sahaba were very, very upset and they said no. Like Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, like Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu an, Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu an. So some sahaba were not really prepared to accept it. And remember when he, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's time came to leave this world, is Hajjatul Wida, the 10th year of the Hijrah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed Hajj. The Mubarak hair of the Master alayhi salam was distributed. The Mubarak nails of the Master alayhi salatu salam was distributed. He, Amir Muawiyah, had 1-2 Mubarak nails of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He told the people there in Biladul Sham, I went to his Mubarak grave also. Nevertheless, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu said, I'm not saying that we must do, I'm giving you what happened. That, remember, he took the Mubarak nail of the Master alayhi salam and gave it to 1-2 people there. He said, when I close my eyes, you take these nails, you place it here under my eyes, and khallu baini wa baina arhamir rahimin, you leave me and my beloved Allah. That is Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, great contribution towards Islam. And remember that we have to protect the honor of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. He's a great Sahabi who ruled the Ummah for 20 years almost. Now Yazid becomes the ruler. There in Medina Munawwara, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is there, and many other Sahaba are there. They felt that how come there are so many Sahaba and companions, someone from them should have been selected and chosen, and Yazid is not Sahabi. So that is one point. Second, they feared that this might lead to that the system of Islamic politics of Khilafat might change from Khilafah system to Mulukiya, a monarchy system. And that was the fear. So Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala who left Medina Munawwara, came to Makkah Mukarrama. Abdullah bin Zubair was there. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu came. So great, eminent, illustrious Sahaba came. We are speaking of the year 60. And the month is Zulhijjah. You know you perform Hajj. On the 8th of Zulhijjah, what do? You fasten your ihram. You make your intention. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. And you're going to Mina. Sahaba are preparing. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, with 72 members of his family and others, extended family, decides, today I'm leaving Makkah. Hajis are leaving for Mina. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu is leaving Makkah and I'm going to Iraq. The Sahaba came, they pleaded with him, Ya Sibtu Rasulillah, we beg you, don't go. These people, Iraq, you know what they did with your father. They martyred your father. You know what they did with your brother. And Sayyidina Hassan was also killed by them, poisoned by them. So they pleaded, but taqdeer. They said, okay, if you go, then at least leave the women folk. But Sayyidina Hussein said, no, I am going. And who pleaded? If I take the names, Abdullah bin Abbas, the greatest mufassir and commentator of the Noble Quran. Abdullah ibn Umar, ashadda ittiba'an lin Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the person who followed the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam immaculately. So Abdullah ibn Zubair, who was there in Makkah, they pleaded. But Sayyidina Hussein said, no, I'll go. From here we find two terms. If there's any person here who knows Arabic or the ulama, they will understand. You derive this term, Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq. The people of Iraq are majority of them munafiq. Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq. Oh, Sayyidina Hussein, you're going to those people, Kufa, Al-Kufi, La Yufi. The people of Kufa, majority of them are not loyal people. Don't go. But taqdeer. You must remember Sayyidina Hussein already sent Muslim bin Aqil, his cousin, to go. And from there the news came, the people are waiting for you. And they prepared to take the oath of allegiance on your hand. They want you to become the Khalifa and the Amirul Mu'mineen. When he started his journey, news came, Muslim bin Aqil is martyred. He realized that now the words of Sahaba are ringing through. Al-Kufi la Yufi. The people of Kufa will not be loyal to you, O Sayyidina Hussein, notwithstanding your exalted rank and status. Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq. When he carries on, now the turn of the year, he left on the 60th year of the Hijrah, the 8th day of Zilhijjah, and then continued. Then remember the year 61 entered. Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes to a place called Karbala. I myself have visited Karbala in the year 2000. Till today, this year Hajj, alhamdulillah, after Hajj we had 1-2 extra days. So I told my 1-2 brothers might be here also. So I told them that come we go to Medina Munawwara. MashaAllah, my brother Bilal, our manager, and Dr. Zakaria Badat. So we went with them. And then on the return journey, I told Dr., first we'll have breakfast in Medina, we'll have lunch in Badr, and supper in Makkah, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, when we entered Badr, I said, look at the saint. Badr took place in the second year of the Hijrah, 17th Ramadan on a Friday. We in 1439 that time, now in 1440. Look at the sand on the right, look at the sand on the left, and look at where Ma'rikatu Badr took place, where the battle took place. Till today, O Ummah, if we have Iman in our hearts, you will see the places where the Malaika, Jabalul Malaika it's called. Remember that land is no ordinary land. You will see there's something of that land. It's got a story to say. Where the Sahaba were dicing with death. And they said, Salma shi'ta ya Rasulullah. Silma shi'ta ma Rasulullah. Waqda ma shi'ta ya Rasulullah. You join us with who you want. You cut us off with who you want. You ask us what you want. We will do whatever you say. And they took on the mighty super army of Abu Jahl and them. And lo and behold, 313. Go look at the list, 14 Sahaba lost their life. 70 of the enemy dispatched to hell. Look at Karbala. Look at the saint, my brothers. And Karbala is telling you a story. Who was the mazloom? Who was the oppressed? Who murdered and martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an? Today, when you believe the enemies, then speak a lie so much that the ummah start believing you. And this is the crime today we involve in, my brothers. Therefore, I love to visit these places and I make research and so forth with Allah's help so that we can teach you our true pristine belief of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu realized that this kufi la yufi, that these people are disloyal, Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq, they are munafiqeen and hypocrites. They are leaving me in a lurch. He said, give me 3 options. What do you want, O Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What do you want? They said, he, Sayyidina Hussein said, let me go to Yazid. We will negotiate. They said, no. He said, let me go back to where I came from, Makkah Mukarrama or Medina. They refused. Then I'll go back to any other Muslim country. I'll spend the remainder of my life in jihad, protecting the Islamic borders. They refused. Who are the people who refused? Who are the people, brothers? We made 15 copies or so. I gave it to Mohana Venka. You, the ulama, you should get this one page. And inshallah, you will get all the facts. The people of Kufa, the deception of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. This is not from my books. This is from their books. When I went to Iran, they didn't realize. They asked me, what's my name? I said, Abdul Qadir Hussein. They said, Husseini. I said, Husseini. And my wife, Fatima. So they were sure we belonged to them. And then they gave us their books because I had a debate and I beat them and so forth. So they didn't realize this is Allah's gift. So we took their books and we photocopied this. One page. If you have this one page. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, Friday, 10th of Muharram, the day of Ashura, the year 61, in Maidan Karbala, 50 years approximately after the demise of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are books. I read for you. وَقَالَ الْإِمَامُ حُسَيْنَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ فِي دُعَائِهِ Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an making dua against these people. Allahumma in mattatahum ila heen fafarriqhum firaqa waj'alhum daraiqa qidada wa la tawdal wulatu anhum abada. Ya Allah, if you give them life, make them splinter groups throughout the world. Never allow unity in their rank and file. فَإِنَّهُمْ دَعَوْنَا لِيَنْصُرُونَا. They told the world they're coming to help us. But what they did, فَقَتَلُونَا. فَقَتَلُونَا. They came and they murdered us. Sayyidina Hussein in Maidan Karbala before his martyrdom. The book's name, Al-Irshad. The author, Sheikh Mufid. If you ask any person who knows about the Rawafis and about the Kufis, they will tell you that who is Sheikh Mufid. One of their great scholars, he wrote this in his book. Who's an eyewitness who saw their father martyred and murdered in Karbala? Hazrat Zainul Abideen, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's grandson's son, great-grandson. Hazrat Zainul Abideen, rahimahullah, he saw he was very ill, very sick, they left him. He saw his father martyred, he addressed the people of Kufa. Here's the text, I'm giving you the page. قال الإمام Zainul Abideen لأهل الكوفة هل تعلمون أنكم كتبتم إلى أبي وخدعتموه وعطيتموه من أنفسكم الأهد والميثاق. Did you people of Kufa, you remember? You took my pledge of allegiance on my father's hand. You wrote letters to my father. 20,000 of them took oath of allegiance. Then you left my father in a lurch. ثم قاتلتموه وخذلتموه. Now the key words, O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. He, Zayyidina Zainul Abideen, is asking the people of Kufa a question. Tomorrow, بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْزُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ. How will you look into the Mubarak countenance and face of Mustafa صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ. And the Master Habibuna صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ will tell you, O people of Iraq and Kufa. What will he say? قَاتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي. You murdered Sibtu Rasulillah. You murdered my grandson. And you were the people who promised him help and assistance. وَانْتَهَكْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي. You desecrated the exalted rank of Ahlul Bayt. فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. You ask any alim, any Arab, any Egyptian, any Moroccan, what is the translation of فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. You don't belong to this ummah, you're outside. Who passed the fatwa? Hazrat Zainul Abideen said, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say this to those people who murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Which kitab? Al-Ihtijaj. Their kitab in Iran. And remember Tabrasi. Last one. Fatima Sughra, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and his honorable mother. His beloved daughter is Fatima Sughra. She saw her father, Zainul Abideen, the honorable son, rahimahullah. Fatima Sughra, the younger Fatima. She saw her father being martyred and murdered in Karbala. She addresses the people of Kufa, Ya Ahl al-Ghadar wal-Makr wal-Khuyala. O you people of deception, O you people of Makr, of pretense. You said you loved Nabi alayhi salam and his family. What did you do? Today you murdered my father, kama qataltum jaddi bil ams, as in the yesteryear, previous years, you murdered and killed my grandfather, my dada, Sayyidina Ali. And then she cursed them and said, tabballakum wa la'natullah alaykum. Allah decimate and annihilate you. Allah jalla wa la's curse be you. Go see, it's there, Maulana is reading now. Tabrasi writes, they all from that area. So he writes in Ihtijaj, they, the Kufis, were ajabahu, and they answered muftakhira, with pride, and they read, in poetry form, what they read, brothers, قَتَلْنَا أَلِيًّا وَبَنِي أَلِيٍّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَّةٍ وَرِمَاحِي. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Ali. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Hussein. And we used the swords and the spears made from India. When people confess to their own crimes, so why should we pay other judgment and other verdicts when they admitting to the crime? So know who are the people guilty. And therefore tomorrow is day of Ashura. Go to Pakistan, go to Iran, go to Iraq, go to Lebanon, all these countries we've been to. On day of Ashura, see who is hitting themselves, who is doing all this. The dua, nay, the bad dua of Sayyidina Hussein is becoming and to reality, that these are the people, now they are guilty conscious, now they do all these type of things. So understand, my brothers, what is Karbala? Karbala was a conflict of haq and batil. Almighty Allah gave Nabi Musa alayhi salam victory. Almighty Allah gave Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu victory, although his blood, Mubarak blood, was flowing. Victory does not mean that always you will come into power. Victory means that you inspire millions of people thereafter. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam's honorable blood, there in the battle of Uhud, and how it inspires millions of people. So understand that always there will be a conflict. Today the conflict continues in Idlib. You look at your mass media, it's the same people slaughtering the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, raping our women and kidnapping our men and children. So the battle continues. So tonight on this occasion, my brothers, from you, the three stations, Radio Al Ansar, and Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, my message to you is, each one of you, rededicate yourself and say, I'm going to learn what is Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We believe in the Quran Sharif. We believe in the Ahadith Mubarak of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We love the Ahlul Bayt from the bottom of our heart. We will stand in the defense of every Sahabi radiallahu an. We love the Awliyaullah and we follow the four schools, the Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali, Hanafi school. That in a nutshell is the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa Allah, let us read and understand one last point, which is to do with our aqeedah. Who was, who is, who will be the greatest Sayyidu Shuhada? The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, authentic hadith in Mustadrak Hakim is Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu an. So don't let people put words in your mouth. Understand the greatest martyr of all times and places is who? The chacha, Ammun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an. Oh Almighty Allah, grant us the true love for you, for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the Ahlul Bayt and the Sahaba radiallahu an, and let us live with the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We pass away with the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We take this opportunity of thanking all the directors of the three stations, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, MashaAllah, that he gave a Ashura meal now, and you know, I told him, MashaAllah, apne to haq ada kar diya. Second one, we thank my brother Shabir Basha and Haji Muhammad Yusuf of Radio Lansar, my brother Faisal Asmal of Sirius FM, and to all of you, tonight is a big night, auspicious night. Don't go to your TV and all that satanic. Cry to Allah, this ummah is bleeding. Ya Allah, use me for your deen, Ya Allah. Mujhe apna khadim bana de. We have to cry to Allah, and Allah will use us. Allah, today, my niece's son is completing hijj. I went there, I said, Beti, I can't come to you. I have other work to do. So for this ummah, we have to give a lot of sacrifice. Sometimes we have to leave happy occasions to educate this ummah so that we protect the creed and the belief of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So tomorrow when you stand in front of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in front of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, in front of the Sahaba, then they also will be happy and say, at least you spoke in our defense. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala accept us all for our deen. For the deen, may Allah accept our children, grandchildren. And last but not least, we know the Haramain Sharifain, Majlul Aqsa, everywhere the enemy's eyes are there. Make dua to Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla wa Ala, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Majlul Aqsa, our beloved South Africa. We know the turmoil that's going on and some crazy statements some people make. Today also somebody made some crazy statements. We need to be aware of all these type of things. And believe you me, you won't find, I'm not speaking of reward and so forth, my brothers, to live in our South Africa, still, I know the crime, corruption, lot of things, but still, don't tell me I want to run to ABC, XYZ. I met those people, they're crying to come back. So my brothers, stay. We will stay here. You live at the ocean. And this ocean is telling you a lesson. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. You look at the bubbles and the foam. Remember that is the sign of batil and falsehood. Communism, socialism, apartheid, all these isms, they are the bubble and the foam. They appear and then disappear. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ You are the water, my brothers. Take the water of Islam. You listen in the mornings. From where and where people are phoning us. From America, from Australia, from the Arab countries. I want to know this about Islam. Why Islam this? Why Islam? The world is thirsty. Take the water, my brothers of Islam. Take the inspiration we got from Badr and Karbala and present it to the world. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala saturate our hearts with true iman and ikhlas. We make a short dua, inshallah. And then everyone, my brothers, tonight is a night of tawbah. Beg Almighty Allah. Allah loves it more than these oceans. That one tear comes and flows from our eyes. That is what Allah loves so much. So therefore, Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Beg Almighty Allah, and may Almighty Allah give us tawfiq that we live with true iman and we pass away with iman. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم اجعلنا هاديين مهديين موفقين مقبولين يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا يا الله in this beautiful country of ours grant us peace, safety, security يا الله يا الله those who are ill and sick give them شفاء كامل يا الله يا مولانا منك is ill يا الله grant him شفاء كامل يا الله all those who are ill grant them شفاء كامل يا الله يا الله each one of us on this Mubarak night we remember our near and dear ones يا الله our parents our brothers our sisters who left this world, Ya Allah. Allahumma zukum jannat al-firdaus. Allahumma haasibhum hisabi yaseera. Allahumma anqulhum min dhiqi al-luhud ila jannatika jannati al-khulud fi sidrin makhdood wa talhim mandood wa dhillin mamdood. Ya ghafooru, ya wadood. Ya Allah, grant us jannat al-firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us become the khadim and the servants of your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us remain attached, Ya Allah, to the ahlu sunnah wal jama'ah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make that day the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you, Ya Allah. Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawman alqaka fi. Allahumma arzuqna shafaat al-Nabiyy al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the intercession of the Master Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tawaffana muslimin walhiqna bishwadai wa salihin. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri mastaadha minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم يا الله our country give the rulers tawfiq يا الله يا الله such laws are being passed where the vices become so easy protect us from drugs يا الله protect us from alcohol all vices يا الله protect our beloved youth يا الله every day I meet a father I meet a mother I meet someone they're crying يا الله their children are in the rehabs and they don't even know what to do. do with them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman Rahimeen, on this night of Ashura, Ya Allah, forgive all of us, Ya Allah. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, hum toba karte, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, sattari ka mamla farma, sattari ka mamla farma, Ya Allah, gunaho ko maaf farma, Ya Allah, gunaho ko maaf farma, Ya Allah, humare nojawan ko hidayat ata farma, Ya Allah, hum khawateen ko hidayat ata farma, Ya Allah, hum ko hidayat ata farma, Ya Allah, accept all of us for your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take us for Umrah, take us for Hajj, take us to Aqsa, Ya Allah, bar bar hazri nasib farma. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب جلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.